Hi, and welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Mini Podcast, where we share tips to empower leaders in the nonprofit world. Today, you are here with me, Margaret Katz-Kann, and my teammate, David Langiuli. Hey, David.
Hey, Margaret.
Today, we are continuing to work our way through the saboteurs in the Positive Intelligence Program. And our lucky subject today is a controller saboteur.
The controller.
The controller. You have to say it that way, don't you?
It's like air traffic control, you know?
It is a little like that.
Yeah. You're gonna tell people what to do.
Absolutely. The controller is just exactly what the name sounds like, right? It's somebody who believes that they need to control everything in front of them, right? Including situations, other people, how
themselves.
Things are gonna unfold themselves. Yeah. Right. Yeah. What's the most insidious thing, do you think, about this saboteur?
Well,
all
these saboteurs are so insidious. I was speaking with a client on Saturday about the judge, which we've talked about already, and the stickler, which we've talked about already. And that's the word he used, insidious. They are just so, they creep up on you when you least expect it.
I think to me, one of the things that's interesting about this particular saboteur is it's like in the corporate world, it's so rewarded in some way. It's so expected. You know, it's sort of part of the toxicity, but it also is, it's seen by people as such an asset that they have a hard time believing.
Again, well, in the nonprofit world as well, I worked in an organization where control was highly valued. Where, in other words, managers in the organization were expected to control everything. And this is not unlike, almost by definition, if you were to look up the definition of manager, the word control will show up.
Yeah.
It does. So that's where this is very tricky as a leader or manager to understand or appreciate that a certain amount of control is a good thing. And until it starts to sabotage you and your team and your organization. So let's talk about what the impact is and how this sabotages us.
Yeah. I just want to go back though, David. One of the things you said, which I think is so important about this saboteur, is it's such a binary way of thinking.
Right.
I mean, what you're suggesting is like, wow, we can have a little control or we can have a different form of control. But when you are in the controller saboteur, it's a total binary. Like
it
I'm in control
binary.
Or I'm out of control. Right.
Either everything like this particular client of mine, who I was mentioning, we were talking about the saboteurs. You know, I've known this person for a long time. And we get on the phone. We talk over the phone. We're kind of old fashioned like that, you know? And one of his expressions used to be like, everything under control. That's like, that would be like a greeting. That would be like his greeting.
Right. You know? That's the same everything as how's it going?
Yeah. It's like that. Hilarious. It's either everything's under control or you're out of control.
Yeah. Which is, you had asked me about the impact, and I think the impact of hanging out with controller saboteurs in people who sometimes become known as controlling people.
Right.
You don't bring your best, right? Yeah. I mean, for me, in my experience, I've felt so shut down by, you know, like my creativity has no place. My ideas have no place. My capacity to exist out of a binary has no place. And so I just stopped trying.
You mean kind of like last week when we were up at the hut together and cooking?
Exactly. I just went out on the porch. If I had had a cigarette, I would have just smoked one. Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, it's too much. Like, yeah.
There was a lot of controller energy in the space, and right. It does tend to shut people down. So,
There were too many chefs in that kitchen.
That's that expression. Too many chefs in the kitchen. And another word that is commonly used for controlling is micromanaging.
Yeah.
That's one that people are probably very familiar with and have been on the receiving end of.
Right, which is another just a giant impact of working with or cohabitating or just being friends in any situation with people who do that is they ask you to do something and then you go and you start doing it and then they find all the ways that you're doing it wrong.
Wrong. You see, wrong. then the judge comes in like, that's wrong.
Yeah.
And the controller wants you to do it, and the stickler too would want you to do right. it exactly the way I told you to do it, and I'm going to be sure to be looking over your shoulder. This is the controller to make sure you do it that way.
Yeah. So there are many people who take Shirzad's assessment who score high in that sort of comorbid place of controller and stickler, but they are different, right? Like there's things about them that are similar. How do you describe like what's really different about controller versus stickler, do you think?
That's a great question. The first thing I want to say about it is that Shirzad, I don't know, 500,000 people, maybe more now, have taken this assessment. And controller in organizational life, people who are in organizational life, almost always comes up as number one saboteur after the judge. So that's the first thing to know. We all, if we're in organizational life, and many of you in the audience are, you've got some controller and maybe you score pretty high on it. I think the difference between the stickler and the controller, as I'm thinking about it now, is the stickler wants to make sure that the stickler says there's a certain way of doing it. That's not so much the controller. The controller wants to control the process, right. but isn't so concerned about necessarily right or wrong. But it's like that it gets done and I'm in control of it.
So it's not so much the right way, but it's my way.
My way, correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And unwilling, this is one of the, what I've seen with leaders is one of the impacts is they, of the controller saboteur is that they will not delegate.
Yeah.
Will not delegate.
And they end up with teams who feel very disempowered, not valued. Yeah. And, why am I bothering? That's kind of the impact. Like, why would I even bother?
Yeah. And not only that, but it can be, exhausting because if you have to be in control of everything all the time, then you're working 10, 12, 14, 18 hours a day.
Right. And I think for this saboteur is it feels so incredibly anxiety producing when you feel like you're not in control. It's like intolerable.
Right. Yeah. Not only that, but it generates anxiety with other teammates.
Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. Say more.
Well, when you have a micromanaging or controlling boss, you don't get to be creative. You don't get to choose your work. There's a lot of work now in understanding retention, how employees that have autonomy stick to organizations and bosses much longer than those who don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think also sometimes controlling bosses come across with anger, intimidation, impatience.
Impatience, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this saboteur very well. I when I first took this assessment, going back now, it's got to be maybe 6-7 years ago, I scored very high on controller. I was in a role at an organization where that was highly valued. So, so the paradox is with all of these saboteurs, seemingly contradictory, that if you actually let go of control, you get to be happier, people around you get to be happier, everyone gets to be more creative, and you still will get the work done.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like I shared with you, you know, when we were up in the high hut and, you know, we were making these on a wood burning stove, we were making these delicious homemade wood fired pizzas. And I just had to give up control because there were so many variables.
And somehow when you did that, everybody found a job, right? And we found some swing on our team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Some flow. Yeah. So what can people do if they start to realize this is a saboteur and this is
creating
a lonely at the top, right? I think that's where that expression comes from.
It feels like a huge burden when you're a manager or a leader with a controller saboteur. It starts to feel like a burden. So the first step I would recommend is to take the assessment if you haven't done so already. We'll put a link in the show notes for the saboteur assessment and see how you score on a controller. And don't be surprised, you know, if you score high, it's very common among leaders and managers. And then, you know, register yourself into this positive intelligence program. I think, Margaret, you and I have a couple of people right now who have expressed interest in being, you know, being in the program, the 7-week positive intelligence training program. So reach out to one of us and come join us in a pod. It's a powerful, powerful program.
Yeah. And if this is one of your top saboteurs and you're interested in learning more, we do have tip sheets that are available for free on our website, and we'll link to the controller saboteur tip sheet in the show notes. Great. This podcast is brought to you by Fundraising Leadership. We provide unique coaching and training programs that powerfully transform how you work in order to get results. Please subscribe if you haven't already. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're enjoying the show, you can help us continue to bring thoughtful content with a monthly or annual contribution. This supports our production costs and keeps the show ad-free. Make a contribution today using the link in the show notes. Now, go put it into practice.